שניים בעזרת השם, תודות דוך, להלוך הסבטה למיני. I want to be magdim. It's different halachas in Dalet Minim. It's dvorim that are me'akev, mamish ha'me'akev, and hilchos Dalet Minim. It's things that are called chumras. It's things that are called briske chumras. And it's things that are called dikdukim be'alme. The things that are called dikdukim be'alme. We'll start with the esrei. It says, ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון פרי עץ הודו. So the Gemara darshens, ולקחתם לכם שתהיה לקיחותם. Ganze lekicha, shetia lekicha tamo. What does it mean, the ganze lekicha, shetia lekicha tamo? Lekicha shleimo. Kodis aloches velekachtem lochem bayayim arishay. So on the yayim arishay is a aloche velekicha tamo. That is in the Hemshach HaPosuk. Pri eitz hodo. This aloche, if you roiv rishayni, that you have to have a pri eitz hodo, this is all of the 7 days. Not everything is called the Chisol Menhodo. What's that? The Esrog is a psul that is called psul choser. It's a Mishneh. Esrog a choser posul. Why? Ktsiv, ולקחתם לוחם בימים הראשונים. לקיחותמו. A fully לקיחות. If it's choser, it's not a לקיחותמו. You're not taking a fully lekicha. You have to have a ganze lekicha. If the lekicha is not a ganze lekicha, it's not a lekicha tam. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only on the first day. This year, the Valde plan is not to take a esrog in the first day. In Chutz Loretz, it's also in the second day. Oh, Bnei Chutz Loretz in Eretz Yisrael, I'll keep 2 days yontem. Just, we'll see in the Mishneh Brura that it's different kules than a noyek and chosar in Yontav Sheini. Ve'ezes Hashem Yibonim Bisham Mikdosh, so we'll have to have, all of the 7 days, we'll have to have a Lekichotamo. L'mayis in Yerushalayim, the minig is, some people are machmir, Rebbe Yashin, if you go to the Kaisel, we choshish the Shita Sarambam, that in Yerushalayim, you have to know it a lulav, like the Mikdosh called Shiva, in the old shtot, in the Kaisel. Even if you have a chosar dike esrog, but if you go to the kosel, there you have to shakal a esrog, a kosher a esrog. Stop, another chumre. Even if you daven in the yeshiva, if you go to the kosel, you shakal the lulav again. Because he was a lulav der rabbanon. You're not yoytze the lulav der raisa. So mele, you have to shakal again when you come to the kosel. I'm not speaking of the shpitz machmirim, that even in the kosel, they shakal again when they get to Arnav, to be yoytze the rabbanon. But this is really a chum al gabe chum, yeah? But what the meaning in Yerushalayim is that when you go to the Kaisel, you shuckle again Dalet Minim, and again you have to be makbid and Dalet Minim that are kosher for the first day. The Moshul, Rebbe Yashin would go every day to the Kaisel to do this halacha. The Moshul, some people fakel from Rebbe Yashin, they only go by night to the Kaisel. They're nervous that they don't have kosher at Dalet Minim. So they only go by night. And the Moshe, even if they're not nervous, if they go on the bus, but until they get there, it's not kosher. But Yashiv has a better way to get there, yeah? Of people that don't have a better way to get there, you know, so they come with a lulav. I'm very scared. I don't go. Shana Rabbi, I go by day. Gets posel, finish. The Meiri brings down that it's a hidu not to have chosel all of the 7 days. Now, what happens in an esrog that gets holes in the esrog when it's on the tree from different needles, from different koitzim that are on the tree that make holes in the esrog? So, l'chur etz chosar. We'll see later if it grows over it, we'll see what it's called, Blet Lachsun. What grows over the Esrig when it's on the tree and becomes, it gets like a kind of scar on top of it, scar just on top of it, it becomes Eis Chasa. Now we'll go Kaseida. And the Esrig is three Zachen, Nikav, right before that, Choser, Nikav, v'Niklav. Choser, Nikav, v'Niklav. What is Nikav? Nikav means a hole from side to side. So, if the hole is not from side to side, then it could be possible. If the hole is not from side to side, so then, if the hole is a small little hole, it doesn't pass. If it gets to the Chadre Azera is when you cut the Esrig in, we'll see later you have the green peel, the white peel, and the place where you have the pits. If the hole gets to the pits, it's possible. If the hole goes through, it's possible. Normally it's very hard to go through, but at the top, at the Chosim, sometimes you can have a hole that goes through. Or if it gets to the Chadre Azera, it's possible. Or if it's a very big hole, Ke'iso, even if it's not, goes to the Chadre Azera, it's possible. Now, again, this is Nikav without Choser. It's kemat impossible anyway today. Most Nikav is Choser. So, I'm saying, but you have to know this halacha. I'm saying, you have to ask the Rav, what is the case of Nikav, not Choser? Got to beg with a hammer. It's kemat not Shayach Nikav without Choser, but it happens. What they call it in the Nusach today, a kvetch. It's a kvetch. And the Rav tells you it's okay. What means a kvetch? The Esrig, someone gave it a bang. Nothing chaser. It's had a bang in. So the Rav sees that it's not missing nothing. It's only the peel is pushed in. This is what it's called in the Sprach of the Rabbanim. It's only a kvetch. Now, chaser. The halach is machlekes rishonim, if choser is ke'isol, or choser afilu b'mashu. We are machmir choser afilu b'mashu. The Chazanish said only if it's nir el ha'inayim. But if it's not nir el ha'inayim, lo yinit noter el malocha ha'shores. But, Chazanish said, if you can see it with a magnifying glass, you have to be machmir also that it's called choser. So let's say lemaise choser we pass in choser afilu b'mashu is a pasuk. Zog the mishtabura. What would be if it's not choser b'mashu? We mesupik if it's choser b'mashu or not. We have a sopik if it's choser b'mashu or not. We have a sopik if it's choser b'mashu. We see a nekev, but we're not sure how much is missing the nekev. Zog the mishtabura. It's a sfek sfeke. Sopik if you have to have kiiso, a sopik mashu. Sofek if it's chaser. So this is be'etzim what happens most times when you're a rov and people come to ask shailas. You see a little zach. It's a sofek if it's chaser or not. The Chazanish said that if it looks like chaser, not to be meikel, not to be meikel. Mishnebura says if you mesupik if it's chaser, you could be meikel. Some rabbonim hold that even it's called mehudar aleph, and you can't paskin that the store has to give it back. Today, the ma'isa, most of the rabbonim hold that when you buy mehudar aleph, you don't mean to buy an esrog that has a suffix choser, and the rav could stamp it to the people to give it back. Yeah, you could give the zanah to give it back. The Mishnah Brura says that in Yontef Sheni, you could be makel for sure, and even a vaday choser, if it's a small little choser, because they have a sfeik sfeike. Suffix if choser is possible in Yontef Sheni or not. And Suffolk, what is the shiur of Choser? So a lot of Rabbonim say that in Yontef Sheni, when there's a Suffolk Choser, it's a three sfeikas. First Suffolk, if Yontef Sheni has a chisson Suffolk. Suffolk, maybe you have to have ki'iso. And Suffolk, if you choser b'chlal. Why I'm saying it? Well, you have to know, today, in this year, the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, The suffix of chaser is a very shvach suffix, be'etzem. Very shvach suffix, if it's suffix chaser. Again, some rabbonim hold that this is only in the bottom of the esrig. In the top of the esrig, more to be machmir even in the suffix chaser, because maybe in the top of the esrig, when it's chaser, maybe it's a psul of hodo. So because we come again, avada chaser afilu mashu we machmir. The Mishnah Berurah beyond Tavsheni wants to be makel. The world is machmir. Sofik chaser lemaisa miikar adin. If it's a small sofik chaser, miikar adin is kosher. Avada the roi is the dadik in it, of a miikar adin is kosher. This is called chaser. What would be niklaf? What is niklaf? So I want to explain. Every esrig is made from four parts. Shiny green. It's the outside of the peel. You have shiny. You take off that shiny, it will be green, but not shiny, matte. It's not shiny. You go under that green, you get the white color. After you get to the white color, you get to the chadra azel. The Mishnah Berurah mashma, that Mishnah steht azeh, nikla for esroi kosher. Till 49% is kosher. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if the shiny part is niklaf. But if after the shiny part is niklaf, even if a part of the green is missing, even if you don't see the white, is also possible. Some people understand the Mishnah Berurah only if all of the green is missing. But and you see the white. But if, even if the white is not missing, the whole green is missing, it's called niklaf. But if a part of the green is missing, it's not niklaf. Lemaisa, the poiskim paskin nishta zeh. Only if the shiny part is off, it's not called niklaf. But if more from the shiny part goes off, it's called niklaf. So b'meile, a person has to be machmir. Niklaf is possible. Niklaf is possible. So like this, if only the shiny part is off, the esrog is kosher. If more from the shiny part is off, we are machmir that it's possible. Even if only the shiny part that goes off, if the esrog changed colors, the halacha is zok Mishnah Berurah not to use it. Now, change colors means not to puzzle the colors. Even if it changed to nice colors, meaning to say yellow, white, but it's not the same color of the esrog, the Mishnah Berurah says not to use it, but the evid you could use it. But the evid you could use it. But the evid you could use it, Zog the Mishnah, but the evid you could use it. As I Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Like a tchila not to use it, but the evid you could use it. If it changed to white, or black, you're not allowed to use it. Now, this is in the whole esrog. Now, what would be if it changes in the bottom of the esrog? So again, one place is not a chisaron, three places a chisaron. So this is the halacha of chaser v'niklaf. This is, it's good to know, but with the years, I'm saying you have to do shimush a little bit to know what is called chaser or what is the shir of niklaf. But these are little things, little scratches. People with the nails do niklaf the whole time. So again, if it's more from the shiny, it's kimat every time more from the shiny. Mele we mach. We'll go weiter. Is a halacha in esrog, it has to be hodo. So I had a suffix about what means hodo. If you what I think it's nice, or if you were the oilam things, the mevinim, the marshal, the chassidim thing that gartel is nice. The litvish things of money of modern esrog. They don't want to touch it. So it's hodor or not. So if you chassidish it's hodor, if litvish it's not. I had once a maaser. It was a guy who lived in yeshiva. Then, you know, he became a big diamond. In hand, he's golden, yeah? So we had a Zaheskem. He would come, I would go to Israel, I would get an Esrog for him. Erev Sukkos, he would come to my house. So he got 2 hours before Sukkos, He stops at my house on the way home and he picks up his esrog. So I gave him two esrogim. I said, listen, I have two esrogim, you could choose one. You could choose one. So I knew what is nice. I thought, listen, I took out one esrog. He says, it's a shvacha esrog. Shvacha esrog. I want to see the second one. Okay. I take out the second one. And he says, no, I think the first one is nicer. Rabbi Busta Meisim in the Ger Rebbe was a year, was a big seicher in Gur, but all of his esrogim were shvach. The Rebbe was for Zion this year, no parnosa. Rebbe told him, every guy that comes to buy an esrog, give him two. Tell him to go to ask him what is better. Kitzur, every guy comes, the Rebbe says, this one is better. So then everyone was happy. So, I took the kitzur, this guy tells me, no, this esrog is shvach, this esrog is nicer. Tell him, listen, I'm a maven in esrogim. Clapping him at least, yeah. I'm telling you the second one is nicer. Tells me, no, I'm telling you the first one. Listen, I'm maven in diamonds. I know what is beautiful. Listen, the world comes over to me to buy jewelry, not to you. I'm telling you this one is nicer. I told him, I'm a maven in esrogim. This one is nicer. Kitzur. So we had a vikuach, so I called him Nissim Karelitz. So Yanker Fisher, Erev Yonte, Mishmir Shabbos. And I said, Lefi, who you go? He claims this is nicer. I'm a maven in the soygim. I know what is the soygim is nicer. He says, I buy jewelry to my wife. I don't ask you. I decide what is nice. So I'm the one that is deciding now that this one is nicer. They said, he's right. Every person, Lefi, what he likes. Some guys like, you know, Esther that looks like a snake. Some people like a bull. Everyone has a different taste. You see the same story, everyone goes out, he's happy with his essay. And Moshe Sternberg said, no, you have to ask the Levinim. And Chaim Kreisler told me it's totally in the Machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Asked the Mayor Shmulevitz, he claimed it's a Machlekes in the Medrash. He said it's about Milchome, and Roi Yisrael Bashiv, your Ish is Fastoya. It's a Machlekes in the Medrash. One man, the Omer holds, she has to be Fastoya, Be'etzem. The other one says, even if she's Mechueres. If this guy thinks he's fastoyer, he has the heter. The first one says there's no heter. If she's not if fastoyer be'etzem, even if you think it's nice and not allowed, there's no heter. The Torah was only mati roisha if fastoyer. And the other man no more holds no, if fastoyer be'etzem. I don't know if the tzushtal is exactly. Yeah. But this is what he types. Lemosh, I want to explain why I'm saying this lumpus. Lemosh, in tzitzis, some people put on a Torah. They think it's nice. Yeah? Some people will be embarrassed to go without Torah. Yeah? So it's nice or it's not nice? Dear, I understand, every person decides himself. If it's nice, wear it. You think it's nice, put out at all. You don't think, everyone does a keli v'anveyu. Masha'enken in Lulav, Tesis in the beginning of Lulav, Agosel explains that why Hodor is possible. So Drash is a keli v'anveyu. Frank Tesis is a keli v'anveyu. It's not ma'ake b'di'evet. Zog the world, you know why here it's ma'ake b'di'evet? But the Lashon HaPosuk is pre-Eitz Hodor. The pre has to be Hodor. So what is the Halacha pre-Eitz Hodor? The pre has to be Hodor. And the Chefetz of the Esrog, it has to be Hodor. So here Hetrog is not Zekeli V'Anveyu. It's pre-Eitz Hodor. So we have to ask the people that know the pre, so what if you think it's nice? It's a din, the Moshul. Chazal tells us a black dot. You say, no, such a nice Esrog, a little black dot doesn't bother me. Chazal say what is pre Eitz Hodor. So if you want to be mehaber in a hodor and a esrog, you have to ask the mevinim in a esrog. It's a machlekes. Another shaila we had in a esrog: if a person has a nice esrog, is a shaila to take the nice one to yourself or the nice one to your father. So Shem Zalman Erbach told me like this: if the father pays, for sure. But if the father doesn't pay. So Shem Zalman Erbach said, you take the nice one to yourself and the less nice one to your father. What is the other tzad? The father is kibudav. The reise. There's no hidu. Shem Zalman says, he doesn't have a problem. Sell your tefillin, buy a shvach tefillin, buy a nice bed for your father. That's the reise, that's the hidu. That says, you have to do mitzvah mu'udaras. Kibudav doesn't come in a cheshbon of a hidu mitzvah. He said, the best thing is, if you could stand near your father, and shuckle his lulavs and then give him the nice one. And you'd be yaitel mitzvah by shuckling your father's, and then you shuckle yourself. So the ma'aseh de'achroi of Shem Azamah was, you take the nice one to yourself, and the shvacher one to your father. So I said it over 5 years ago in a shir. So I got a phone call from a yid in America. Somebody could ask me a shayla. I don't know how you heard it. He says, he lives in Lakewood, he wants to ask me a shayla. Says like this. In Lakewood, he said, there's a bakery that sells challahs. There's two kinds of challahs they sell in the bakery. Giflochenaza and square ones. Now the square ones are much a little bit more gishmak because they bake it inside like a tin, as a baking tin. It's like a bit more oil, but it's more gishmak. So every Shabbos, he goes and he buys. He buys challahs for Shabbos. One day he goes to the bakery, Friday. He comes, he puts in his car 6 gishmaki challahs. Second after it comes in a yingeman. Yingeman says, I could get square challahs. The baker says, I'm very sorry, but we ran out of them. We only have giflochema. So the yingeman, I need square challahs. So my wife told me to go before I go to Bismedosh Gavoya to buy. I went to learn, now I come back. I can't go back home. I'm not leaving the store. The guy says, I'm very sorry, but you know, I ran out of them. So I went over to him. All this guy's telling me on the phone. So I went over to him, and I told him, go to the car, open the boot, take the keys, take out 3 challahs from there, put me giflochen, and I'm married with him for 20 years, I'll be okay. Say, the kids are nice. I give him the challahs. I come home. So every suit I have, 1 giflochen, and 1. I ask my kids, and what to do lechem mishne? And the gishmak one, or mitzad sheni, and the giflochen, I did a mitzvah already in it. What is better? And I told my kids, I'll explain to you my tzedodei hashayla. It's a famous maise, I think they say it, I don't remember, one of the big rebbes, they say over the maise, I forgot the name, they say it was a yid, that Litvish yid, every year he would buy the nicest esrog in Shtot, 200 ruble, the nicest esrog. Kids are, but here, Yoy Motzi Yom Kippur, he goes out to the market to buy the nice esrog. He's in the way to buy the nice esrog, and he hears screaming in the house. He walks into a house, sees Salmone sitting there, Nebach, Hagan Samaise. Kitzi has Achmonis, he gives over the whole 200 ruble. Kitzi, he goes to buy the esrog. He's left with a pole piastos, a couple dollars. Because he goes to the guy takes out, oh, he has, he says, I'm so sorry, but this year, I can't buy, you know, every year the whole shtot will come to his house to bench him. He had mamish, kemigdol, you know, blitas, with a pitam, yellowish, you know, mamish. Esrog, a Yiddish esrog. Rabbi Gamliel prayed 3,000 zehuvim for esrog. The klal Yisrael paid. Rabbi Gamliel, Chazal say, alfi dinorim, yeah? From that he became Rabbi Gamliel, yeah, they stayed. You know, he don't mitzvah. So, ganz klal Yisrael, ganz, the whole shtot would come. So listen, kids, the guy took him, you know, to the leftovers there in the bottom. A couple of dollars, you could get a shvacha esrog. Gave him the shvacha esrog. Kids, he was embarrassed to go to shul to daven. You know, so kids, he went to daven by the chassidim. No one knows him. Went to the corner, put his talis over his head, and you know, kids, comes the time to make the shuckling. Kids, the rebbe takes out the lulav and the rebbe starts to shuckle. What choshen and choshen rebbes? Kids, the rebbe says, I can't make the bracha. God doesn't know what he's going to get. The Rebbe said, Sidoa Esrig, though, that smells Gan Eden. Okay, so the Rebbe starts to go around and around and around, till he stops. He says, this Esrig, tell me what is the story of this Esrig. And this Esrig I want to make. So the man says, again, so I ask my kids, I'm very chale to make a moitzi. And the Gishmaki one and the other one. So he told me, he's Mekur, he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Steinman, to ask the shayla. Avoch, so Sai Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shtai Reb Steinman told him, you make the brocha and the sweet one. Not in the one that smells Gan Eden. So Reb Nissen Karelitz told him that before we explain to you why, you have a big mistake. The one that smells Gan Eden is the one that guy has in his house. You gave him. So, It's not, this was, this, no, that is not the godless. That is not the godless. The mitzvah you did there, that's a stamachal. But the Teretz says, weiss nicht, they tell it like this. Even the Flamme Zogen will say that in Chalas, you have to make the Amoitzi and the Geflochene. But in an Esrig of Vada, we never make a Baruch on the one that's most Ganeide. Nishto Azazach. Why? Zekeli Ve'anveyu, so maybe he's right, this one smells Gan Eden. Here we don't need Gan Eden. Here is Pri Eitz Hodo. The Pri has to be a better Pri. It's no Meile. Ah, you will ask me a Kashmir Chasim Sefer, I'll answer you. Chasim Sefer, the Aloha is, if the Esrig gets brownish, sometimes you buy too much, too yellow Esrig, it starts to get brownish. It's from Mishmash Agadai. The Chasim Sefer says it's Posul Atz Menumel. Even that it's not really maris psulois, it's only like a rotten, you know, like more dark, soft brown, and it's not a maris posul. If it's all over the esrog, it's menuma. Chasam Sefer says, but if it happens during sukkahs, it's kosher. Why? Zekeli v'anveyu, you see how much people used it. So this is zekeli v'anveyu, this is the hodol b'ke esrog. So l'chur, we see yenem, yes, like yenem, that if you did a mitzvah, it's nicer. But das nicht kein Reihe. Dir it's nicer esrog dik. Like the Chazanish said, if a person goes with a dirty hat and Shabbos because it felt dusty, that's a covered Shabbos. Because you see that he's keeping the halachas of Shabbos and he's not brushing his hat. So mele, we'll go weiter. Sometimes you have in the esrog, I saw it this year, a lot of esrogim like that, green and yellow. So sometimes it's very nice, like a marble-ish nice color, no problem. Something you see like green, yellow, mamish, you know, bumps here. So green, yellow. The Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa holds its pasul. It's called Menumo Bemaris Ksheiris. You can get it in the stores in Aleph Aleph. Because some Rabbani Paskin that it's kosher. The Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa holds pasul gum. And in Ochis Rabbeinu is brought down to the Chazanish was also Machmir. The Umas then, and Sefer Abba Aminim brings Rayas. But the value that it's kosher, there's no psul of Menumo. Why? Menumo b'maris ksheiros is something else. We'll see it's different colors. Bletlach, we'll see different colors that I don't pass the esrog. Of them, zog mishtabur, and menumo b'maris ksheiros is possible. If it's all over the esrog, it's possible. But yellow and green, it's not menumo b'maris ksheiros. This is the esrog. Again, if it's nice, marble, it's not a chisson. I speak like you see like a green, yellow, like. It was like the atlas, as I you know, different areas. That is possible. The Fidesh Mir Shabbos, most Rabbonim hold that it's kosher. Most Rabbonim hold that it's kosher. But go right. When I say a big chumre, people have to know, when I saw some bochim and nichshol in it. I remember the first year after my chasana, I went to England for sukkahs. So I wanted to have a good esrog. So it was one boichel there. So my father-in-law got the first esrog. And I got the second good esrog in the town. Small town. Gates, it's a small town. The kids are amaisa. I paid £200. That was a sach geld for esrog in that days. And they said, the kids, I had my nice esrog. There you get the lulav also for free. But say it. The second day of sukkahs, it starts to become brown. I was very upset. So everyone told me, Chasam Sefer is kosher. So if you want, you can take it. I decided I'm running back to return it. An esrog that costs £200 doesn't have to become such rat. Mekachtos. Okay, I went out the door and I was running to the store. In the middle of the way, I stopped and I came back home. So, what happened? I said, I thought like this. The Salafi was mechadish, that there's two kinds of mekach toys. There's a mekach toys, the most, I buy a cow, I open the door, it's a horse. I order a chair, a table comes. That mekach toys, even if I want to keep it, I'm not allowed to, right? What would be if you order a camera, and they send you instead of it, a computer? You're gone, you have to give it back. Baskin, you could call them if they want to leave it. There's another mekach toys. You buy a table, it comes with a scratch. You don't want to return it, you're allowed to leave it? How about it? Why? This is a mum. A mum is mevatel de mekach. Mekach toes is bichlal nishke mekach. This is like the besalei. Such an esrog that got brown, it's an esrog, it's not an apple. I have a schus to mevatel the mekach. If I mevatel the mekach, lemafre the first day, I was never yotze, it was not lochem. So without the bissal levi, it doesn't make a difference. It's mekach tois. Anyway, it was not mine. But we say here, no, here if I will decide to keep it, will stay mine. Why I'm saying it? Every year I have the same story. See, Bochum, the Bayadassim, and that, they're all upset. I'm going back to the Meichel to return it. No problem, but you know, you broke Levatollah the first day, you lost the mitzvah. It's not so posh to go back to start to scream Mekach Toys in the store. I want my money back, I want to change it. Give me a different one, Mekach Toys. Mekach Toys, you'll never get to the Broch. Now, let me get a little bit to the Maisidik and the Esri. An Esrig is two psulim be'etzem that a person has to know in an Esrig. One psul, when we look for a person, a bacher is going to look for an Esrig. I want to say the aloche, the chumras, the minog. It's a zach that is called shinui mare. If you have a shinui mare in an Esrig, it's possible. What is called shinui mare? So I want to divide it into two. It's at the top part and at the bottom part. Shinui mare is black and white. It's called shinui mare if it's a black dot on the esrig on the top part, it's posuf. If it's a white dot on the top part, it's posuf. If it's red, sofek, kedai to be machmir. If it's brown, it's kosher. Now, what is the shiur? Afilu mashu. If you have a dot, afilu shiur mashu, it's posuf. This is called in the choysen of the esrog. In the bottom of the esrog, soon I will explain what is the bottom. If it's in two or three places, it's possible. Now, Roiv Rabbonim hold that two or three places is possible only if it's all over the esrog. If you will make a circle in between the three and you will try to put them in a circle, you will have a Roiv of an esrog. But the Moshe, if you have three on one side of the Esrei, then most shit is hold that it's not possible. It's good to make a Shai L'schoch. Now, what is called the top of the Esrei? It's four options, and I want to tell you, Lefi, the more top that it goes, the more you have to be machmir on the size of the dot. Some people hold mamish in the edge, in the nose, in the corner. Most people hold in the place that it starts to be narrow. Mokim shemishtapeh v'mekatzer kapi roishoy. Some say even the big part. The height. What happens is it's big and then it gets narrow. Some hold in the big part from where it stops to it starts small. It gets and it goes back down. The ikar adin is where it goes down. Now, if you most shittas, the choytem, what is called the nose, is only after roiv esrei. The motion, the people that take the esrei, that we call them snake esrei. Yeah? So deer, sometimes, mamish, it starts like a missile, as that go, yeah? Deer, you could have it narrow even before the roiv. If you most shittas, it's not possible. Now, a lot of times you have esrei, from one side it's bumpy, and the other side already is getting narrow. Most people are making. Why I'm saying that? A person has to know. When it's the more that it's on top, it's more chomer. The lower, it's more calm. Why I'm saying that? L'moshe. What is the shiur of the dot? Chazal say, shiur anikar la'enai. Mi'ikar alinu v'shem zaman said, you hold the esrog 10 centimeters, it's like 5 inches away from your eyes, you look at it, if you don't see it, it's kosher. Now, the Machmirim use magnifying glasses. A glass. Why? They hold, our eyes are very shvach, and they hold, after someone shows you the black dot, normally you could see it from far. So why I'm saying that? Emotionally, sometimes you see a black dot. So you take it away, and then you look how it looks. So again, if it's mamash on top, people will be machmir even with a smaller one. When it's lower, it's only machlekes, and it's only with a glass. It becomes more calm. Now, it's only if it's really from the esrig changed to black or to white. But lomen zogen, if a person puts paint, it's not a psul. Or a needle goes in. Or what they call today, risus. What happened is they put all different kind of chemicals. Now what happens is the esrig is young and it's growing. Now you spritz it in the risus, then it grows over it. So some say like this, if the esrig grew over it, it's not good. But if it's only stuck to the esrig, then it's good. So you have to know, this is a lot of times a black dot. Now, is a chumra from Reb Nissim Karelit b'shem b'chazanish, what would be brown that looks like black? A lot of the brown dots look like black. So here the poskim say like this. If it looks like black from 10 centimeters, it's possible. But what would be, you almost can't see it. You look at it with a glass, you see it's black. You look with a glass 25 times, then you see it's brown, then it's kosher. Because manashach. In the eyes, I don't see it. When I look at the glass, that makes it 5 times, I see black. When I look good, I see brown. So be'etzim, it's brown. Now, this is called, I know you'll ask me right away from the bleshlach. We'll get to the bleshlach in a second. This is black or white. Now, there's another halacha that is called chazozis. What is chazozis? What is chazozis? Oy menumo. What is chazozis? So the numo chazozis is like a bump. Doesn't happen so much. What happens in the esrogim today is something that is called bletlach. What is bletlach? The person knows the esrog has to be clean. Every esrog today has something on it, kibat. Right? Every esrog almost has something on it. No, that's a bletlach. Bletlach happen from three things. From what bletlach happens, it could happen a leaf that is called bletl gave a bang to the esrog and the tree. The esrog is a very sensitive pri. It got a bang, and that place that it got a bang will grow on it a kind of like a scar, a white little thing where we see whitish, like light, like white with grayish. There's another thing that happens, a needle. Gives a scratch to the esrog and the tree. You see them a lot of times in the edges, like bigger bletlach. Especially at the pointing places, a lot of time in the esrog, you see like hard white. This is they call it bletlach. It's again a scratch that grew on the esrog. That is another one that is a kind of animal that goes around and puts like liquid on the esrog, and when it dries. Now, the metzias is like that. When a leaf is on it, or the animal goes on it, the bletel is not so thick. When it got a big bump, the bletel is very stark. Now, I want to say, I started in an esrig, l'moshel. Mamish mehudo dike esrig. One little bletel. They sold it somewhere in mehudo, aleph. Charged a fortune for it. I took a glass, and I looked into the bletel. I know that is a bletel, that a festive bletel, that I can know that it happened because the esrog got a scratch on the tree. No bletlach comes down. If the esrog grows, there's no bletlach on it. It gets a bang. I don't know if you went once to see how the esrog can grow. You saw once how the esrog can grow? Every esrog, they take socks and they put a socks on the esrog. We wear on the foot. Every esrog gets a socks. Why? They don't want it when it blows to get bletlach, then you can't sell it. So every esrog they put inside a sack. Now they have already better ones today, but 10 years ago they might have used the same sacks. Today everything becomes better. So they have special things. Because they put it when it's small and it stretches with the esrog and it doesn't. It has to be bechokhmah how much to put it. Because if it's too strong, the esrog is smooth, it doesn't get the bumps. So that, a lot of the esrog you see like they're very smooth. even if the esrog really would want to have blood, he's growing inside a box, inside a socks. I looked inside the glass, into the blattel, and I saw like this. The blattel looked like, when you looked at it with your eyes, you saw it like the size of like the edge of the panel. But when you look at the glass, yeah, you see like mamish, like a whole box. I saw two areas have blattel. The middle, the blattel didn't grow yet. So it means that place, the esrog was chosel, was possible. A lot of times, we have said that, I really want to be very practical, that the Ilum will know. A lot of times in the Esrog, I heard this when I went to Shimush to the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosso. He says, when he starts to look at the Esrog, after a second, the first thing he looks on the bottom. Because normally the bottom there, everything looks nice at the top, and the bottom normally is a pole heavy bletlach. It's partially why it's heavy bletlach there, because what we hold at the bottom, this is the way the Esrog is really attached to the tree. The Oikens. Deer, a lot of times, is needles. The esrog tree has needles. Now, a lot of times, these bletlach, you see like a very strong brown matzav. Deer, a lot of times, inside, it's not full together. But anyway, this is bletlach. Now, Iker Apsak, before the briske chumras, Iker Apsak, bletlach are not called shinui marim. It's not white. That color is not called white. It's called a bletlach. And the male it's kosher. Just what? They say like this. Maybe it's chazazis. It's a halacha. If something grows on the esrog, it's called chazazis. So if the bletel sticks out, he's bumpy, it's a bigger problem. So like this. When the bletlach are not bumpy, you touch it with your hands, and it's smooth with the esrog, and the most rabbonim are matter the bletlach. If the bletel is bumpy, that you mamish, when you go through the esrog, you will feel your hand get stuck. That little more shittus will be machmir not to take it. Again, if he's one on the top and more from three in the bottom. Now, why the rabbonim amatir beetzer? Because they time it that this is the way the esrog grows. But when it gets a bang, it gets a blattel. So it's not called shinui marim. It's not called shinui marim. The machmirim hold no. The blattel is white. It's called a shinui marim. The mele, you will not see a choshev of people be'etzem trying not to take an esrog that has even one blattel on it. Now, there's another shaila. What would it be if on the blattel is a black dot? The machlekes. A black dot on a blattel. Now, what would be if it's a black dot on the peter? As a machlekes. Reb Chaim, the ma'aseh, the ikar ha'achroi of Rebbe Eliashiv is that it's two kinds of peter. It's a bosor dike peter and a tree dike peter. A bosor dike peter we call this that the pitim is made from the same material that the esrog. The esrog is green. The tree, if the pitim is green, you have some pitim that looks like a piece of wood. When it's a piece of wood, we are maker. When it's like the esrog, so azevi and the esrog is a chisom, it is also a chisom. Now let me get to the next shot. Pitim. It's different in Hogim. I think by the chsidim, more people take pitim. But the Litvikas, for a lot of years, people didn't take pitim. I want to be masber a shtick of the noise of the pitim. As a mishne, nital ha pitim posu. Lekule alme. If the pitim is nital as posu, shochanor simen tof reish mem chesiv zay. Two reasons why it's posu. Choser, the way Hashem made the esrog is grows with a pitim. If it doesn't have a pitim, it's chosa. Odo mitzad hodo. It's not hodo. Then afkimine, if it's mitzad chosa, only on the first day it's posel. If it's mitzad hodo, it's posel all the 7 days. What would be if a part of the pitim breaks and a part stays? It's machlekes apoyskim. Lemaisa, we machshir it. B'dievet, we machshir it. זוג דרמו, וכל זה כשהויו לא יפיתם ונופל. אבל אם גודל בלא יפיתם, כושר, וכן רוי והסרויגים במדינה זו. Most of the הסרויגים grow without a פיתם. So this is the reason the Litvikas started to take without a פיתם. Why? First, because it was a chash that it will break. Number two, was very hard to get a pitam. Why? The tree of the Esroigim is a very weak tree. I don't know if you went to see how it grows. They build like a square box from wood. The Esri grows and he leans on it like a geffen. The Esri tree is not strong enough to hold himself. It's a very weak tree. So the pitnim are very weak. The lemon tree is very similar to the Esri. If you mix a little bit lemon with the Esri together, we call murkev belas, that they have nice pitmin. So it was a very nice way to do it. What they did is they took a lot of lemon juice, you know, the pure, and they gave a shot to the esrog trees. And then they, out of the esrog trees, grew with pitmin. It was a big shaila of murkev. There was no way to know it. This is the reason we don't buy esrogim when there's no mesoira. Chaznish, Esroigim, all these Achim. We don't know. Over 2,000 years, who was Markiv the Esroigim, who was not Markiv the Esroigim. So, Bederach Klal, the Esroigim that had Pitmim was Shaila von Murkev. So, the Litvishes didn't touch him. They took Esroigim without a Pitim. Okay, with a Pitim was a Reuser. The Chassidim took with a Pitim. Lemaise, when they had the war, America had a war in Vietnam. So what happened was, the going there in Vietnam, you know, they were fighting in the jungles against America. I think in the end they managed to win America. But when America was trying to win them, so America took chemicals and they sprayed on all the jungles. And like this, they killed millions of people. This is what they did. This was a Jewish soldier in the American army. In these jungles, they had oranges. After when America spritzed the spray, all of these oranges took out pitmin. So they chapped that this chemical could make pitmin. He bring it to the Yiddish Olam, and they spritzed today all of these places of the Esroigim, and Baruch Hashem, the pitmin started to come back. So we made it with good chemicals, on our cover, pitmin come back. So first, Eber Azeh, could be today already, it's not Roy Vesroigim without a Pitim. So could be ready, it's no Heter. Now, I want to explain more from them. So, it's no Heter. Chaznishim Shemazam said like this. So the Metzia says, I don't know if you went to the Esrig, the trees. Every Esrig in the world grows with a Pitim. I was in a Sodeh, I didn't see one without a Pitim. But what? It falls. When? Some of them fall when you touch them. Some fall on the way to the store. Some fall from the wind. If all of them grow with a pitmim, so we don't have the heter of the Ramot. Ramot says, because the shahar le pitam venof is a mishne. Nita la pitam posu. Zog the Ramot, if it grew without a pitam, it's kosher. How in today it grows with a pitam? So the Chazanish Rav Shemazam and Erebach said, if it fell on the tree, me'elov, it's kosher. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, even if it fell after you cut off the tree, if it's dry, when you cut it from the tree, it's already mamish gonish. Reb Eliashiv holds name, only if it fell when the esrog was a baby, when he was small. If the esrog was big and he had a pitem, it's called nita la pita v'posu. Mele Reb Eliashiv came and he started to be machmir to take a pita. Again, b'shar yomim is no psul chosa. We don't know. So Rav Vozner wanted to say, because you don't know, he said you could take it wide. It's fake. Suffolk if it fell when it's early, suffolk when it fell when it's not. And even if it's not, maybe chosar pitam, it's only mitzad chosar, so it's only possible on the first day. So the rest of the days, Ravozna said you could use it. Al Sfek Sfek, maybe it fell early, and even if it fell late, maybe Chosar Pidam is only Mitzak. So this was one reason people started to use Pitmin. I also tried. Today the guy that had me the Esrog of Pitim, an hour ago told me the Pitim fell. It happens. This is the second reason people didn't want to use a Pitim. Why? Because if you use the Pitim and it falls, then you have a B'diyavidika Esrog, the Ganser Sukkis. If you buy one without a Pitim, you have a Ketchiladika Esrog. Most people that start with a Pitim, they end Sukkis without a Pitim. Bozuk Minusa, yeah? So the second day, he has a B'diyavidika Esrog. Because we said the second day, that's only B'diyavid. Because if you the shittus of Hadol, it's possible if it grew with the esek and it fell. So I'm saying this was the two reasons that the Lifeshe really took without a Pitim because of that. And also B'tzir of the Ramah. Zog Rebbe Yashiv today, you're not sure. This is one reason. Another reason that people want to say that you have to take a Pitim today is because the Goyen has a diuk that the Ramah is right. That if it grew without a Pitim, it's kosher. Loshon HaMishnah is Nita Lapitem Posu. Nita Lapitem. Mashma Hoyoloi Venita. Avalim Loi Hoyoloi Kosha. And it brings a raya from the Rambam. Nitlo Areyo Treifo. Zog the Rambam. But if the animal grew without a raya and only had one when it was born, it's not a treifo. The Goyen is betzayin it. Ve'ayin simenun, you go to your redeye, and you open. Animal that grew with one reye. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, that it's possible. Ve'yesh machshirim. Why? Niklo areye. Zog deramo, ubemokoim hefsed merube, yeshlis mechala mekili. Zog deshach, aval im loy hefsed merube, ein lis mechala mekili. Zog develt, oh, here's the Ramah. V'chein roi v'sroigim v'medina se'ilu. So it was hefsed merube, so you were soimach on the Rambam to use the esrog without a pitim. Today that you could get an esrog with a pitim, you mechulif to get an esrog with a pitim. And this is the Teir of Apor, Talmid HaChomim, Talmid HaMachmo to use a pitim. Again, this year it's a bit leichter because the Iker pitim is mitzad chosa. So we made it the second day, already we said it, Mishabur is making a chosar ashtikl. But be'etzem, this was the reason that people were machmir to have a pita. Again, the Ramon was making first today because this whole thing that they have Baruch Hashem, a lot of, be'etzem is no pardes that doesn't have. You know, years ago, a chazanish esrog never had a pita. Now, every one of the gedolim has, you look at the pictures, has an esrog, came out with a pita. So we made it, you don't have the heta, it grows with a pita. And also, if we said the kula is because it grows without that, the main it hides in the shtok and heta. Again, the shir of a esrog lekatchile is 100 gram. Medieved, you could use 55. Lemaise, Rabbi Yashiv holds that a part of the hidu at shlish is to have a bigger esrog from the shir of 100 gram. Rabbi Azriel Erbach says, B'shem Rabbi Yashiv, that if the esrog is big and nice, and it has little bletlach, it's better to take him than to take a smaller one that doesn't have no bletlach. Because the hodor is the mahus of the es. This is the halachas of es. Come b'ktzoro, we'll try the next half an hour to go through quickly the halachas of lulev, and the halachas of hadassim, and the halachas of aroves. But again, I just want to messiah what I said, that this is the reason you have to buy an esrog with a mesoira, because if not, it's a big shayla of HaKadosh. Now, you have to know, lulev is the hardest thing to find. To find a nice esrog, it's not so hard. To find a kosher lulev, it's one of the hardest avoiders. The shiur of lulev is 4 tfochim, it's 40 centimeters, shiur chazanish. The way you measure the esrog, the lulev, you measure from the place that the bottom leaf starts, till where the shedra finishes, not till where the leaves finish. A lot of times you have such a lulav, it's possible. From the bottom of the lulav to when you open the leaves, when the shedra finishes, you have to have 40 centimeters. Now you don't measure from the bottom of the lulav. A lot of times, the bottom 5 centimeters don't have leaves. with the place that the first leaf goes out, from there you measure. The machmirim, it's not enough for them. They measure from the second leaf. Because the lulav has to have leaves from both sides. If you measure from the bottom leaf, that area doesn't have double leaves. Now, the middle part of the lulav is called a tiyamis. The middle leaf is called a tiyamis. The tiyamis is made from two double leaves. The hainu. It's a leaf that's made from two. So, in a normal lulav, you have one tiyamis. And the new lulavim that are called deri lulavim, a lot of times you have two tiyamisim. You open, in the middle is two tiyamisim. Normally it's one, and there's a middle one. And the deri lulavim, a lot of times you have two tiyamisim. Shita sageoinim, that two tiyamisim could be its possible if they're not attached together. Lemaisim mi'ikir adin we machshir the mishtabur then bring it down, but a lot of people are machmir not to take a lulav that has two tiyamisim. I will not say that it's possible; it's hard to find one, but you have to know that it's a chumrah not to have two tiyamisim. Now, what is the be'aloche nechleko atiyamis? The middle leaf opens. This is be'etzem one of the first things that we try to find in a lulav, that the middle leaf will be closed. Me'ikar adin, only if it's nechlak ruboy, it's possible. Lekatchir le mishtabura says tefach, v'yesh machmirim b'mashu. Lemaisa, the world is trying to be machmir, not to have it open afilu b'mashu. Why? So the Ritva says, the reason it's possible b'mashu, because soifer li posach. So it's a young official. Time is that if you glue it together, it's not soifer li posach. So a lot of soichim, this is what they do. It was a scandal, everyone was buying lulavim for 300 shekel. Then they found out, he just glued them. Mamish closed till then, and they never opened. Now, what is called briske lulavim, and I want to start this chelek. I'll try to masbe to make it very simple. We know the middle leaf has to be closed till the top. We'll learn a lot of halachas about that middle leaf that is called the tiyamis. Sometimes it's closed till the top. When you look from the back, I'm showing you the back of the leaf, right? The leaf opens here. When you look at the lulav, you see the shiny part. This is the back. And the top of the leaf, you see like a little bit brown in between the two leaves that make the tiyamis. What they call it, sidoa bisul koiredo. There's a little bit koire in between the two leaves. Now, be'etzem, what is the problem? It's not closed till there, but it's lego from the glue. So if you hold the glue is okay, it's for sure okay. Even if you hold the glue is not okay, some rabbanim hold, val de koire es mitchilas briosoi, it's kosher. Lemaise, and bris de rei machmir, that will be green till the top, without garnish, with no koire in between. We'll go back there. What is the halacha nechlak? Machlekes if it's possible only on the first day, or it's possible all the 3 days, all the 7 days. Machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah says it's only possible on the first day. Kibbeh Hegel says it's possible all the 7 days. Again, nafkim min ha-tzirufim. Now, I want to say one thing. This is Be'etzem, one of the things that they didn't have it in the Mishnah Berurah, and you learn Mishnah Berurah, you don't know it, and this is Be'etzem, the whole story of the lulav. What would be a lulav that the tiyamis has only one leaf? Not a double leaf. The Ramah says that it's possible. Say it. Some people are choylek, possible. And the new doyres came a new shaila, and this is Be'etzem the story of the lulav. I want to explain it because you're finished now, you go, every lulav you pick up, you'll see what happens. You have a double leaf that's already closed in the back, lamezogim, till the top, no kore, priske lulav. the two leaves don't finish completely together. Not nikta. Or, and the why? Then I have two leaves, one is shorter from the other. What is the halacha? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazanish was not machmir in it. Reb Eliashiv holds that it's possible. Shemazaman Oyabach said like this, if it's roiv, choife, it's kosher. Reb Eliashiv is very machmir, only if it's mashu, not the same. Now the machmirim look for a lulev that both leaves are completely covering each other. They're not missing out in the middle. This is the chumra. Both leaves are covering each other completely. This is the chumra. They say b'shem Rabbi Eliashiv, some people came and say till 2 millimeters is okay. Some people say that he said till 3 millimeters is okay. And some people say that he said till 5 millimeters is okay. Okay. Now, what about the halacha nikta? If it gets chopped on the top, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's posul mitzad hodo. If the top of the lulav is chopped, it's posul mitzad hodo. Lefi dem, only if it's nira la'enai. And the briskes that are machmir, afilu b'mashu. They have a primogodim. It can be chopped afilu b'mashu. So the real people that are maybe and lulavim, this is most people are not maybe. You have to be a big mumcha to be maybe. They take a magnifying glass and they look in the edge of the leaf. A magnifying glass that makes it big like in 25 times. And you see inside of the top of the leaf like a bat. A whole hole, a whole swimming pool. Mamish, a whole hole. Then you know that it's not nikta. When Hashem made the leaf, and the edge of the leaf is like a hole. If it's nikta, then it's straight. The Loshna Primigodim, Yesh li yizor tuve be'ola emtsoi la'ayin im lo'y niktam koshu. V'yochoy lehakir ze al yedei shema'ayin. That's amazing. Now, a lot of times in the end of the leaf is like a little brown little needle as out that comes out. This is gomish if it breaks. Now, b'diavad you can make a bracha if it's mashu. Now, we'll go weiter. There's another halacha in lulav that this is called hemnik, it's posul. 40% of the lulavim are posul because hemnik. What is hemnik? The middle leaf is open a little bit. We said the ikar did open a little bit, it's kosher. But it looks like this. Like this. We call it like a V. Now. Some people say, what is hemnik? Only if when you look in between the two leaves, you see space in between them. How much? Some people say that it has to look like two leaves. Some people say, even if it looks like a pen, you know, like these pens that have like ink, that have like a, like some forks have in the end of the fork, like fish forks, have like the, I don't know how exactly to do it, but something like that. That it looks like two. It's mamish mashu, but you see the leaves are going like this. It's a big chumrah, and you have to know. A person can see, oh, I know a lot of it. It's closed. He can have a hemnik. Now, there's another halacha, yovesh posu. If the lulav is yovesh, it's posu. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, what if the middle leaf is yovesh? Posu lekatchila afilu b'mashu. Medieved Rubri. If it doesn't have a different one, Yais Shalas Chochum. A lot of times, Bochum that don't know how to keep the lulavim, the first thing that dries in the lulav is the top of the middle leaf. What is the shiur of Yovish? The Ramos said that if you touch it, it crumbles to powder. Almost never happens. The Mishnah Berurah says that it becomes white completely, that is no green in it. Some say that sometimes it's white, but if you put it in water, it will come back to be green. Now, where the briske chumah happens? What happens, a lot of times, the top of the lulav is not white and doesn't crumble. You know what it is? Take every lulav and you'll see what happens to it. It's brown. You know why it's brown? Because the top of the lulav is the pointy part that sees the sun, and it gets burned from the sun. The Chazon Ish said, if it's so burned that if you touch it, it becomes powder, it's possible. But if it doesn't become powder, the briskerov was choishesh, that it's yavesh, it's burned. And this is what they call the briske lulav, that it's green till the top. Closed and not green is not good for them. Green with kore is not good for them. Green, closed till the top, no hemnik, no nechlak, no kore, and the leaves are mamish complete. But derech klal, you look in 5,000 lulavim, you find one. So I looked already hundreds. I didn't find it one like that this year. It's mamish ha'avoyda to find a good lulav. Now, one more thing. Yavish afilu b'mashu lekatchila, but the yavid roev. As again, we took up with the chassidim, kore. Some people take a lulav with kore, some people don't touch it. Again, klal Yisrael k'doishim him, and everyone keeps his minig, but I want to tell you what is behind the kore, if you don't have a minig. The Bikurei Yankiv that is called Oruch Laner says, loy nochoin likach. Why? Ki lo yochel lekayem mitzvas na'anuim. Because you have to shuckle. But mashma, that only because shuckling is a problem. Frank Devav, I don't understand. I told you now, out of 5,000 who love him, the Baal, I looked at 1,000 maybe, you can't find even one. I'm speaking of 1,000 that came before they came to the stores. So how you take with a kore? I could promise you, when you take off the kore, you'll find inside hemniks, nechlak. So how people take with a kore? And the Bikurei Yankiv said, it's not kedai because the shokla tzachnish. So they want to say two answers. Valid grows with a kore, so now it's kosher. This is derech dilosri. Now we don't see it. We don't see the hemnik. And as you know, we could be samech that mistame, it's okay. Maybe the poskim tied it. That in our days, especially in the elarish lulavim, the shvacher lulavim, most of them are hemniks or nechlaks. Maybe today you can't use kore. But again, a lot of choshev people do it. A lot of choshev people bedavka do it. So maybe we can't be choylik on them. So everyone has to do it. But a bocha that doesn't have a minig for sure doesn't use kore. Next. Knepel. What in the Shulchan Aruch is called kaftoyer. They didn't have the word knepel. Kaftoyer. What is a kaftoyer? The middle leaf bends like this. Bends. Bends down. You have a leaf, the middle one. The Rosh only took such a lulav. He said he had the back smiler. It's never nechlak, never nektam, no hemniks. He knows for sure he's done. It's closed. Will never open. It's not niktam. Not nechlak, no hemniks. The Ran says that it's possible. And this is the way the Litvishes follow the Ran. So it's machlekes. Why? They hold that it's possible mitzad kofuf. I'll explain to you in a second. Rav Nissim Kareli told a lot of times the most briske choshev and lulavim, in the end of the leaf, it has a knepelich. Not a knepel. Mashu. Mashu drops over. Rav Nissim Kareli told us it's okay. Mamish like a drop. Abu Yesh Machmirim, no, has to be straight like a ruler. The Mele, the Litvishes that hold that Knepel is possible, is another reason not to take a kore, because maybe it has a Knepel inside. Maybe this lulav is a Knepel. Now, if the leaf is like a little bit like jumpy, but not bent, we're allowed to take it. Next aloche. Getting late. The lulav has to be straight. Lulav akofuf posul. Now I want to tell you, it's four sides, right, left, front, back. When we swing in a lulav, everyone has to look at himself that he's holding a lulav in his hand, and the shiny part is facing him, like we hold it, b'shaz l'na'anuyim. If it bends to the right, bends to the left, bends to the front, it's possible. Bends to you, it's kosher. Now, how much it bends that it's possible? And the Bais Yosef says, shedoyme le'ma'agol. You know what's a ma'agol? When you cut the chitim. What? Sikus. Looks like a circle. So now, this is what he said. Nire ke'ma'agol. Memele, the medayek in the Rambam, that if it's only a little bit, it's not possible. There's a reason, you know, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the same Sefer Chaim Vebroche, Lekatchila Yikach, Yoshul Kesharvit. So this is the reason you see the people, the briskets, after they found the green lulav, they look if it's straight. Yoshul Kesharvit. Yoshul Kesharvit. Till you find that nice lulav, he's not Yoshul Kesharvit. Again, it's a Lekatchila. Tell you, every bocher, I tell you, when I grew up, I was a bocher, there were not so much. I was a bocher, I decided I wanted to know that at minute. Every year I started, I did everything. I would try to get clothes, yosha. Then I tried to get a greener. The person knows what he's looking for. Now, the Olam HaMachmir Lekatchile, that the shedrev, the lulev, the shas, when you do the banding, the shedra will be a tefach on top of the adasi. So it's a makbid, you have to know when you buy the lulav that will be enough to be a tefach me'al ha'adasi. One mamish b'ktzor to go to the halachas of the adasi. Now, the adasi has to be sholosh tefachim, 30 centimeters, meshuloshim. We start to count from the bottom leaf. You have to have 30 centimeters from the bottom leaf. Rabbi Yisrael Kefisher was making from the wood before that. Not the wood to the bottom. Kilo, you have a set of leaves, so even if Lomazong, the bottom set is not Meshulash, but from that set till the next set, you could add that part. Now, what is Meshulash that the three leaves come out from one place? It's quite impossible to happen. So what we do is, in the place where they go out from the tree, so, Ushlim Zalman Auerbach said, it's enough to do chut ha-makif. What is chut ha-makif? That you make a string around the tree, and in one place they meet. They're not coming out exactly, but it's one point that all of the three are the same. But the evidence is enough that the top one meets the middle one, and the middle one meets the third one. The third one and the top one are not in the same place. Now, okay, this is a whole limb of Me'atz, my help to find the Shilush, that if you see that it doesn't look exactly the same, you have to ask the Shaila. Me'ikar Adin, if it's Roiv Meshulash, it's kosher, or Lekatchila, we have to have that all of them. A Chumra Lekatchila and Adasim is that every set of leaves meets the next set. Now, when you touch them, you will see that they meet each other. Another chumra is that the leaves will be shleimim velo yishvurim. Another chumra that I know it's hard to find, the top of the adasim has to be brown and not green. The briskas are very machmer on it. Meaning to say, a lot of times when you look on the giver, the, how do you call it? The stick, no. It's not, it's, so from that part of the adas, the top of it a lot of time is green. The briskas are machmir that will be wood. You see in Adasim, you think that it's every time. The bottom is wood. Now, Rav David Soloveitchik says that his father told him that if you have 30 centimeters in the Adas, even if you have Adas 40 centimeters Meshulash, and two in the middle are not, it doesn't make a difference. Adi, you have 30 Meshulash, even if they're not in one place, it's okay. Has to be right. Aroves. A lot of people are mezalzel in the aroves. I hear the reason the oilam are mezalzel in the aroves because it's connected to the rishoyim. So the reason that the got this mazel, that the oilam is alza. But you have to know that if you don't have kosher arovis, it doesn't help that you spend 200 pounds on your lulav, on your esrig. It's a gomish. It's ma'akim zedze. It's a mamish b'ktzor. The chumus and arovis is to have a lavluv. What is a lavluv? Is that the top of the leaf, is the leaf grows on the top. It has like a tiyoymis. It finishes with a leaf. Maisa today they sell it with closed packages with a lavluv. But you have to check. Sometimes it doesn't have a lavluv, and sometimes I bought in these packages, and a mistake, they have niktam roishoy, it's possible. You have to have that it's not niktam roishoy, and lekatchile to have a lavluv. Why is it in you to have a lavluv? For two reasons. It looks nice, and also that it's, you have a raya that it's not niktam. Lekatchile is the Indian that the leaves will go up and not fall down. The American arovis, it's more matzui. The Israeli arovis is a bit so shvach. If the arovis are very, very weak, mamish for shvache, mamish be falling like al teshmates, as the leaves, could be you're not yoitze, could be it's not derech gdilosei. A lot of times the arovis, like mamish, like falling like, you know, like Rishoyim. Now, what? If you pick it up, could be it's okay. Now, doesn't help sometimes. Another chumah people don't know. A lot of times you see it in shul. Amamish, the guys near me make brocha levatolik to say it. I often abuse mine. They buy a arovis, and the arovis are so shvach, not the leaves. The whole arovis is sleeping. You see that back in the kosher, the arovis is a knepo. Pashas the not yet. Has to be derech gdilosoi. Ah, you tell me, and the tree it also is like that. So also esrig, don't hold it straight, hold it like this, because it, you know, it's heavy. But we say, when it starts to grow, it grows up way. Even if it's heavy, it turns down. There's that derech gdilosoi. So, and that the eitzah is a lot of times to tie it. Like a tchil is the inyan that the leaves will be, that you will have all of the leaves of the arovis, not to miss a leaf. So chumrah. Azar that is me'akev, yovish is posul. Now a lot of times, you don't have to check, you can hear the guy near you when he touches, you hear the crunch, yeah? Everything is posul. It's a brocha levatole. I know, some rebonim say like this, bekule alme, if you touch it and it crumbs, it's posul. But what? If it's green, some people want to say that then it's kosher. It's a big machlekes. If it's green, and it did, most times it becomes whitish. Some say if it's green, and if you put it in water, it will become soft, it doesn't have a psul of yavish. But if it's white or brown, you're not yaitze. The eitz is be'etzem to keep the arovis in the fridge, the whole sukkahs. The person could not realize sometimes he has bending over, dry arovis, and then it's not the eitz. Shbochu yezakeinu, yubizoichel, yukayim, mitzvahs, arba, minim, karovim.